From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right. I know I do it on a lot of shows, but it's hard not to do with windows right by the microphone, looking outside and trying to believe it's November. Wow. Beautiful weather. This is just the weather, you know, that makes us want to stay in New Mexico. It's just beautiful outside, and we hope you're having a great day. Thanks for tuning in to ABQ Connect. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, now listen, we're in that window of time where you need to decide if you're at the appropriate age what to do with Medicare. And actually, even if you're not dealing with Medicare yet, you need to kind of start thinking about it at some time and get the information you need. And we're going to have some experts on in the second half of the show to walk you through some of the things to consider and let you know about some free workshops that are available to get the information you need. Stay with us for that with one of our sponsors, Black Bear Medicare, is going to be in studio. Well, actually, they were in studio. We're going to rebroadcast an interview we did with them. So stay with us for that at the bottom of the hour. And right now we welcome back into studio, Feed New Mexico Kids is here. Tracy Rodden, the executive director, and Connie McLaurin, the administrator. Ladies, thanks for coming in.
Hi, Steve. Thank you.
It's been a little while.
Yeah.
But I know things at Feed New Mexico Kids just keep going, and we're going to get to some of those details. But before we do, Tracy, we were talking off the air a little bit about it.
Yeah.
Where we'll start is actually let's start with what is Feed New Mexico Kids, and then we'll go to how did you guys get connected with it.
Okay.
Because some folks tuning in may be well acquainted with
it. Right.
But we want to make sure everyone knows exactly what the details are.
Well, thank you, actually, for having us on. We're really excited to be here, Connie and I, and we love Feed New Mexico Kids. So I'm just going to pretend, like we talked about, that not everybody knows who we are.
Yeah.
Feed New Mexico Kids was founded by Holly Slade right around 2017, and it did birth out of Calvary here where we're at now, but it quickly took off, and she saw the need to be a 501c3 so right. that we could be partnering with businesses because you need partners and you need money so we could buy food. So
and I noticed on your response, and we'll get to the sponsors hopefully later, I did notice not only businesses, a lot of other churches are getting involved.
Yes, we have approximately 8 church partners here from Los Lunas all the way to Santa Fe.
That's great.
And we're looking to really break into Silver City and Las Cruces, hopefully in 2023.
We broadcast in Las Cruces, 88.1 FM. If you're listening in Las Cruces and you're part of a church, let me give the website. At least they can go there, feednmkids.com, and reach out to Tracy. And also, Tracy, I'm sorry in interrupting, but since
That's
we're
okay.
there,
yeah.
If you're listening and you're, hey, our church wants to.
Yeah.
505-252-4341. If you missed it, we're going to give it a few times. So get a pen and paper handy.
Yep. I know you have to hear things 7 to 10 times in order for... I do. I'm 53, so I maybe 20 times I have to hear it over and over.
What'd you say?
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, so it did become its own 501c3.
Yes. So now we are Feed New Mexico Kids, Inc. So if you're thinking that it's the end of the year and you would like to donate for tax purposes or just because you have a generous heart, we are a 501c3 and checks can be made out to Feed NM Kids. Also on our website, you can donate there and you will get a letter for tax purposes.
Very good. Okay, and so while we're on the topic of you know, what is and the birth of Feed New Mexico Kids, people listening may make the assumption that this is something put together in spite of, well, it is. I mean, there's other programs that feed kids.
Right.
But Feed New Mexico Kids, and correct me if I'm wrong, was really designed specifically to fill that gap where kids aren't getting food over the weekend.
Right. So, I'm going to back up
okay.
a little bit because I just want to be really clear. My involvement with Feed New Mexico Kids started out with volunteering.
Okay.
And I was packing once a week, and then I started delivering to schools, and I started talking to people about Feed New Mexico Kids wherever I went. For these children, 150,000 in New Mexico are food insecure. So there's a difference between being food insecure and being hungry. So hungry is, oh, I think I missed lunch. I'm going to go home and get lunch or stop somewhere. Right. Food insecurity is when you don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know where the food is going to come from or if I'm going to eat today or this weekend. And so 150,000 children in our state currently, which is the size of Las Cruces, are food insecure. And so what Holly was finding when she originally did the research was these kids were getting meals at school, which we all kind of know, right? You get free lunch at school if you qualify.
Right.
But over the weekend, they were going hungry. And so she has put together, and I brought a visual example for you because I think it's helpful, a snack pack with 13 different items in it that we work with five different school districts, not just APS. APS is our largest partner school. And they let us know, the schools let us know how many snack packs they need, depending on the children. And we get those to the kids, to the schools on Fridays, and the school distributes them on Friday over the weekend.
You said 150,000 food insecure children in New Mexico.
Yep.
How does that rate with other states?
So we lead the nation in food insecurity. We kind of toggle first, second, third, kind of
Mississippi,
Louisiana. Yeah. And us, and you know, it kind of changes, but we're always in the top three.
Yeah. Okay. Not good.
It's not good, but you know what? It's solvable.
Yeah.
And this is what I've been finding. Everybody knows 2020 and even 2021 was like heart-wrenching in so many different ways. And we have become compassion fatigued. And watch, I mean, I know I did. I had to ask my husband during the quote unquote lockdown, can you turn the TV off? I don't want to watch this anymore.
Right.
But Feed New Mexico Kids is unique in the sense that if you want to do something, it's not too overwhelming because you can come help pack. You can start a Feed New Mexico Kids program in your church. If you're a business, you can come pack at our warehouse. We've been really gifted by Intrepid Whole Food Sales, which is owned by Ryan and Antoinette Doyle. I just want to say a thank you to them on the air right now because they have allowed us to partner in their warehouse.
He's not a bad drummer either.
Yeah, he's really, that's how most people know him. You know, they say, who is that? And he said, oh, he's the drummer. And they're like, oh, okay, now I know who
he
is.
No, I've met them and they are truly a blessing.
They're so kind.
Yeah.
We're just beyond blessed that they have allowed us to help.
Well, and I forget which companies it was. I was talking to someone recently, who works somewhere that you can volunteer somewhere and they'll actually, the work will actually count it as work time. There's a few companies.
And
I'm saying that because if you're listening and you work somewhere that does that, you need to reach out to Feed New Mexico Kids.
Yeah.
Whether it's the website at feednmkids.com or the phone number here, I'm going to give it again, 505-252-4341. Are you running into any of that, Tracy?
I haven't heard of that. We do have companies that know about us that come and do like team building at our warehouse. And also there is matching donations. So for instance, I know for sure Honeywell has a matching donation. If you donate $50, Honeywell will donate $50. So
that's
then
cool.
We get $100, right? So that's really cool.
Yeah.
I do know about that for sure.
Okay. And now we heard kind of in the intro there, you volunteered.
Right.
And that's what drew you to volunteer? Your connection with Holly or?
Well, Holly and I were friends before, but I actually grew up food insecure.
Okay.
So I was one of these children, these 150,000 kids. I was raised by a mom who is disabled through alcohol and drug issues. And for many, many years, I just didn't know where food would come from at a young age. And that, if you are hearing my voice and that was you, you know that that stays with you all the time. Like it never goes away. It's always in the back of your mind. And so that's what drew my heart to the ministry.
Right, right. Hit close to home.
Yeah.
And Connie.
Yes, Connie.
You've been real quiet over there. Oh, now pull that mic right in front of you. You are the administrator at Feed New Mexico Kids. How did you connect with the ministry?
Well, I started, I got in contact with Tracy in April. I was a preschool teacher for about 5 years.
Okay.
Right out of high school, I started being a preschool teacher, and I loved being around the kids, but I felt like I could do more to help kids that didn't have enough. So I got in contact with Tracy in the spring, and over the summer, we started talking about the need that she had for someone to come alongside her and be a voice for these kids, like through the radio, obviously, and other ways. So I came alongside, and my favorite part is packing, I think. The warehouse is a lot of fun. So that's kind of my background.
That's a real fellowship opportunity.
Absolutely. I love working with the volunteers.
Yeah,
volunteers are amazing.
I've only done, I think, one, maybe two packing parties, but I would agree. And actually, you can be real competitive.
Yes.
Split up in teams. Yeah. Does that happen every time?
Oh, yeah. Connie and I, she's amazing, by the way. I really needed some help, and I couldn't do this without her. But we sometimes, when we're getting close to the end of the hour and we haven't packed what we feel we need to pack, we'll say, okay, this side is doing better. Can you beat them? And, you know, we all like to be a little competitive.
Well, and have a little fun. But it is a serious subject, and there are kids out there that are food insecure. And although back in 2018, the issue was what it was, and God willing, you know the numbers better than I do, Tracy. Mm-hmm. We're headed in the right direction, I hope. Are things progressively getting, is it like swimming upstream?
You know, that's a really good question. And you're actually the first radio host that's ever asked me that. I often ask myself and my board of directors, you know, how do we know we're making a difference? We know that.
Well, you are.
We are, right? But sometimes you can't tangibly see it. And so we started asking schools if they were seeing a difference. And the stories are completely heartwarming.
Do you have one off the top of your head?
I do. Okay. Yeah. They're at a high school in a high school in Las Lunas. A counselor had the snack packs, and she was separating them out for the kids that needed them and kind of figuring out, you know, what classes needed what. And two high schoolers came in, two young women, and asked her what she was doing. And she said, I'm separating these snack packs so that kids can take food home. And she said, well, we need food. And she said, I'll make sure you have one. And they said, where did the food come from? And the counselor said, from a church. And they said, we've never been to church. Can we still have one? And she said, absolutely. So we do not preach the gospel due to the restrictions in public school.
But you certainly show and share the love of Christ.
Yep. Because these kids, Steve, are the kind of kids that when they are given something, usually something is expected from them, and we expect nothing.
Well, you know, what I love about that story, I've been attending church, well, really my whole life.
Yeah.
But as a Christian since the early 80s.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to hear those stories of the perspective of someone who's totally unchurched.
Right.
That they might have of the church.
Right.
That, oh, the church, they just, you know, they're kind of their own thing. They're themselves. And
right.
I'm not part of their club.
Or clique.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the truth is, where this is concerned, mm-hmm. They're finding that people do love. And when I say love, I mean that they want the best for those kids.
Right.
So they're bringing snack packs.
Yeah.
So kids are being, they are hearing the message.
They are. And, you know, I think a lot of times, if I could be so bold to say, as believers, I've been a believer longer than, you know, I even know. But we tend to think that we have to be the ones to tell them about everything about church. But you know what? It's the Holy Spirit that works in their heart, most importantly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's sticking.
Well, before we leave, and we got about 5 minutes, I want to make sure people are aware of what need is, especially as we head into, we're in November, December.
Yep.
It's a time of year where people, quite honestly, right now, we're promoting some other things on the air, including Gospel for Asia's mm-hmm. Christmas Critter campaign, reaching out to kids across the globe. But there's kids here.
There are kids right here.
That need assistance. And what could you use in the next couple months?
So within 15 minutes of anywhere you live in New Mexico, there's a food insecure child, firstly. And that child is going to grow up to be an adult. So we want to make sure that child currently is able to attend school, do homework, and to enable to do homework, they need to be able to think, and to be able to think, they need to have food. That's just a fact of life. So we encourage people to go on our website to feednmkids.com and look for the list of things that we need. Often people will hear the message of food insecure children and they'll be at the grocery store and they'll think, oh yeah, they need food. And we do have a bin at Calvary for food, but they'll pick up something like a bag of rice or a bag of pancake mix.
Right.
And those are awesome, but we cannot pack those
right.
things. There are only 13 items we can pack, and those are on the website. But also money works really well because
yeah.
we are able to buy in bulk from Sam's and pack the snack packs too.
Yeah, you can go shopping and get...
yes.
And actually, by having the resources to go do that,
mm-hmm.
Obviously you have an inventory and you know where your needs are and what you need to go get.
Yes.
So that's always... And Tracy mentioned the website. Again, that's feednmkids.com, and you can call or text them as well. Their number is 505-252-4314. And you mentioned a couple times, you know, Feed New Mexico Kids starting at Calvary, which I so much appreciate Calvary's investment in that.
Yes.
And still that the bins are there.
Yes.
I'm going to assume the other churches have bins as well.
Not all the churches have bins because of their size.
Okay.
But if you go on our website, you can see the other churches that we've partnered with.
I'm going to run through them real quick. Is that
go
okay?
Go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
I'm seeing on the website Legacy
yeah.
Church,
yes.
Calvary, First Baptist of Bosque Farms, Faith Lutheran. Let's see. Actually, one of the flower company. Is that Adri?
Kim Obergon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Appreciate
it. Oh, no, it is Adri.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I say that because Adri
yes.
used to be on staff
yes.
here.
She's
here
super kind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But High Desert United Methodist Church, Grace Church, Desert Springs Church right down the street. So appreciative of these other churches. And is it RH? Oh, it's Redemption Hill Church.
Yes.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
All right. So it's, you know what?
Believer Center.
Didn't see it, but
yeah,
thank them. You know, it's so great to see the body of Christ.
You know
come together.
I tell churches all the time when I go to talk to them, hey, we're not in gangs.
Yeah.
We can work together.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm one that obviously I totally appreciate seeing the body come together like that. It's a big deal. We got a few minutes, but is there anything we've left out that we need to make sure to cover?
So we currently have 480 children who are on our wait list who are not receiving snack packs because of funding has decreased this year. Everybody knows the cost of food has gone up. The cost of gas has gone up. Church attendance has gone down. So tithing is lower. But we do have 480 kids who are on our list. And snack packs are about 560. So to feed 480 kids to the end of the school year is about $62,000.
Yeah.
For me, that's a big number. Like,
yeah.
I try not to stay up late at night worrying about that because I know the Lord's he can do anything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I just want to encourage people, don't be scared by that number. Give what is comfortable and what the Lord is leading you to give because it adds up and we will feed those children.
You know what I'm hearing you say about dealing with because it'd be easy to see this huge mountain.
Yes.
But you're basically, Lord, here am I, send me.
Yes.
And you do whatever else needs to be done.
Yep. We survive. Connie and I survive that way. Often we get overwhelmed and I just say, let's just do the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord has shown up every time.
Yeah, right?
Absolutely.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming in. By the way, we've been visiting with Tracy Rodden and Connie McLaurin with Feed New Mexico Kids. And if you missed the website or the phone number, here it comes. Hopefully you have your pen ready.
Or put it in your phone.
Yeah. And actually, the show will be archived. Eventually, I'll get all the shows caught up and archived at abqconnect.online. Feednmkids.com. Is the phone number on the website, too?
It is.
Okay. But I'm going to give it. It's 505-252-4341. Thanks so much to not only Feed New Mexico Kids, their staff, their volunteers, the sponsors who've come alongside them, the churches that have come alongside them. And you know what? We've talked about resources that are needed. I'd also throw this out, church, get on your knees and pray for the children of New Mexico.
You know what, Steve? Every day at 3 o'clock, we have a group of people that pray for us. So if you want to put a reminder in your phone at 3 o'clock, no matter where you're at, just pray that the Lord would see those children who are actually unseen.
There you go. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Will you come back?
Yes.
Okay.
Anytime. We love it. Thank you.